We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
David, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Well, doing great. I'm just kind of watching. Well, we're all watching this government shutdown. Now, what's the latest on that? What do you think is going to transpire this week in Washington?
You know, I know this sounds awful, but I have no idea. I mean, it's just stuck. The president made his pitch Saturday, and the Democrats quickly rejected it. There's some calls from both sides to, like, talk to each other. Let's get moving here. I don't know how strong that is. I mean, today's a federal holiday. Nobody's around. Congress will be back tomorrow night. Talk about urgency, right? I just don't know. I mean, I thought several times over the last few weeks they would sit down and talk. But it just is a stalemate. There's no oomph there.
You know, I really wanted to get your thoughts, David, on because there's plenty to cover, I know, with all the stories breaking. But if I could ask you about the 2020 presidential race, because we had another announcement this morning.
Yep.
That we're going to have another candidate in the presidential election.
Mm-hmm. Kamala Harris, the senator from California, is jumping in. And she's fourth, fifth, sixth, depending on how you count. It's going to be crowded, and it's going to be a busy year. And frankly, this probably won't get sorted out till at least June or July. The debates are supposed to begin in June, and there could be so many candidates they have to split the debates into two nights. But I suspect usually two things happen right around that time. Number one is somebody either rises or falls dramatically, number one. And number two, because of those debates, the money people say, again, gee, this is a star or this person's going nowhere, and you'll see a lot of dropouts. But you'll also see stars ascend. Think of Donald Trump. He began to rise as a serious candidate in August of 2015 after that first debate in Cleveland.
You know, were you a little surprised at all about some of the blowback going towards Senator Gillibrand regarding Al Franken?
No, I don't know about blowback, but yeah, no, I was not surprised. I mean, she knew she was going to have to face that when she got out there on the stump. She knew that. There was controversy in Washington last, was it April, May, whenever it was, about this. So every candidate's going to have something to answer for like that. And the question is, how long will it linger? Are they still going to be bugging her about this come November? Or will it be an issue in Iowa a year from now? That's the question.
Elizabeth Warren, she hasn't officially declared, has she?
I don't think so. I think it's an exploratory committee. But she's out there. I mean, she was in Iowa. I think she was in New Hampshire. Yeah, she's in. Unofficially, but she's in.
And here in Minnesota, of course, we're keeping a close eye on our Senator Klobuchar. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, she's apparently thinking about it. And the word on her, I mean, she's very likable. That's part of her strength, Midwestern nice. Now, how that translates once you get into the arena with people slugging it out minute by minute is another question. Listen, she's been a senator for, what, 12 years, 14 years, whatever, survived in that arena. We'll see. I mean, there is no favorite right now.
Yeah, David, one of the things that you heard on the campaign a ton was these new people, the freshly elected group of senators and congresspeople, that they were coming up with a different assignment. They were going to change the way things are run in Washington. Is that going to happen?
It might, yeah. I mean, it has, or it will, in more subtle ways. I mean, yes, the House leadership remains the same for the Democrats, but they got a commitment that it's going to change in the next 2 to 4 years. So that's something. We'll have to see how this all plays out. I mean, again, it's subtle, it's nuanced, it's how fast can you get certain legislation to a vote, how quickly can you get the kind of hearings you want. I suspect you're going to see incremental change, but look, who we kidding? Congress is an institution that does not move quickly.
Yeah, the debates the last time around were crazy, but here's what I was thinking, a scenario that would be pretty wild. If former governor here in Minnesota, Ventura, said if he were, you know, if the United States Marijuana Party or one of those decided to run him, that he would consider it. Could you imagine him in a debate with the president?
Oh, boy. I just wonder who the Democrat would be. Must-see TV, I suspect.
Yeah, that would be actually, I think, a pay-per-view that would make some money, but
there you go.
I was just singing out loud when he mentioned that here a few weeks back.
Yeah, though, look, there's a lot of talk about independent candidacies. Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks, former Mayor Bloomberg of New York considered it. The problem is, with that kind of candidacy, you're pulling votes from somebody who might normally vote Democratic or Republican. And you don't want to do that. I think you can win. You don't want to be the bad guy. So that's a real consideration.
David, always appreciate your insight. Thanks so much. We'll stay in touch if you don't mind.
Oh, absolutely. Please do. And thank you for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.